Welcome back to the Lawyer Brit podcast. I'm pretty jazzed about this episode because I harp so much on the power of social media and content, and I believe in it because I had explosive results with it. I mean, you probably know the story. I signed 100 clients in over 100 clients in my first 100 days of opening my firm. So I opened my firm October 1st, 2020, and 100 days later, I had over 100 cases signed. And a large part of that was because of the explosive growth I had on social media. I had been posting for a few months prior to opening my firm, and I just had, I mean, really like incredible success. And so I harp so much on social media content, but then I have people that come to me and they're like, hey, I'm really not into social media content. I'm really not into like posting and videos and all this kind of stuff, and I'm overwhelmed by it. And while I think there is some mindset work to do there, because some people, they're just afraid, right? They have fear of getting on social media. But for other people, they're just like, I'm uninterested. It's not aligned. And so if it's not aligned for you, I have great news. There are many other ways, many other options available for you to grow your business and to get clients. And I'm going to be talking about one of them today.
You're listening to the Lawyer Brit podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires.
At the most basic sense, every sales system has sales funnels. So when I say sales system, I mean the overall system that you have to bring in new business to your law firm, to your business. And inside that overall system, you've got a bunch of funnels. And a funnel is just a consumer journey, the journey of conscious to client. So conscious is meaning like aware that you exist, conscious and aware that you exist, you help with the problem and that you're available, right? That's just the awareness part. And there's a journey that that consumer goes on to become a signed up client. And so that's the sales funnel. So there can be many different sales funnels or starts to the sales funnel, I'll say, within your sales system that a particular consumer, particular lead can go through, because you have many ways of getting people into your firm, right? You've got word of mouth, networking, marketing, advertising, social media content. There's so many options available. And so I actually have a 5-part sales funnel that I teach to my CEO club program. And inside that sales funnel is a 4-part sales call and a 3-part pitch. I won't get into that in this episode, but I do have a 5-part sales funnel dealing with social media content or any kind of online content, really. And I teach that to the CEO club. And I harp on it because it's such a great way to bring in business to the firm. But that's not the only way. There are other options. There's actually an in-person sales funnel that I also teach, and I'm going to explain to you what that is in this episode. Because I get it. Not everybody loves social media. Some people don't even know how to use social media, and it's overwhelming, and they want to start now. So I have great news. You can do an in-person sales funnel. When you're online, basic sales funnel is, you know, you're shown content, whether that's organic or an ad. There's a call to action. Somebody expresses interest, you pitch them, and they're sold, that they become a client, right? So it's kind of in the most general sense what the online sales funnel looks like. And it's similar for in-person, right? You need to show up in front of somebody in real life in an in-person way to make sure that they are conscious, they're aware that you exist. And that's the beginning of the in-person sales funnel. So I always see people going to networking events and sending emails, sharing business cards, whatever. And I think that they're doing that not as intentionally as they could be, right? People are like, come to me and like, Brit, I've gone to so many networking events and I've been doing this for months and I haven't seen any real business come from it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, let's look at what you're actually doing for these networking events. Because similar to online, if I just posted a video and it said, I helped this client with their roof insurance claim, but I didn't have any real sell to that. There wasn't a funnel attached to bring that viewer to my firm as a potential client or potential lead, then it's worthless, right? So if you're going to networking events and you're talking to people, but you're not really doing anything to further that funnel, then it's useless. Like, there's nothing there, right? So if you're saying to yourself, hey, I'm going to these events, I'm talking to people, I'm doing all these things, but nothing's coming of it. Well, hold on now. Let's figure, what does the rest of your strategy look like? What else are you doing to further that funnel? Let's think about it, right? Because people go to these networking events and they talk to people and they get a bunch of business cards and they send out follow-up emails. Hey, good to connect with you. Let me know if you need anything else. That's not anything. That's not any kind of sell. That's not any kind of real connection, right? So we need a different strategy. And I'm going to give you a really simple in-person funnel strategy to try out today or at your next networking event. So for me, I'm really not a networking event type of person. That's a large reason why I started using social media. I love to be comfortable in my house or doing something fun. I don't want to get dressed up. I don't want to make small talk. It's not really my jam. Obviously, I do it and it's fun for those events that I really like and enjoy going to, but I'm not just going to go to an event for the sake of going to the event. So when I go to an event, I say to myself, if I can walk away with 1 to 2 connections of people that are actually aligned with me and people I see building a relationship with for my business, I consider that a win. So I go into it thinking I'm going to find 1 to 2 people really, that I think that could either refer business back and forth, could help me with my business, or I could help them with theirs and there's a benefit in there for me. That's what I look for, is 1 to 2 people that are super aligned, right? And if I'm talking to somebody and it's enjoyable, but there's really not much there, I'll probably exit that conversation in search of somebody else. And then once I've got my 1 to 2 people, I'm like, okay, either I'm done, I'm leaving, or I'm going to focus on just having a good time after that, right? And then if another person comes along, great, I can nurture that relationship as well. But 1 to 2 people at a networking event feels like a win. And yeah, there's been networking events that I've gone to that it's really only been 0 or maybe 1 person. It's not panned out, and that's fine. You're not going to win every single time. But that's my goal. I don't try to say like, I'm going to get 10 business cards or reach out to everybody, because that's not feasible. It's not feasible. You're not going to really get to know somebody. And that's the next step in this in-person sales funnel, is really making that connection, right? If you're sending emails out to 10 different people, how do you remember what they do, where they're located, how they operate? Because a lot of networking isn't just finding somebody that does something you need or that you can refer business back and forth. It's like actually making the connection and saying, hey, I have similar values to this person, or hey, my clients could really benefit from this person and what they do, right? It's having that real connection so that when you are presented with somebody who could benefit from that other human being, that you think of them. And the same back and forth. I go into this in other episodes about branding. You want to be synonymous with your practice area. You want to be, when somebody is presented with an issue that you solve, you want them to automatically think of you. And so that happens through constant connection. For me, it happens from being in front of people on social media consistently and putting out my messaging. But for you, if you are doing more in-person networking events and, you know, in-person marketing, that might be making a really solid connection with the people that you are talking to and meeting with. So you want to make sure that you make that actual connection with this 1 to 2 people. And then you want to actually have some type of follow-up funnel, right? So depending on who this person is, let's say that this person is a potential referral source, somebody you can refer business back and forth to. That's a huge win for you. So that's somebody you really want to harp on the connection with. And you set up parameters for yourself. How often do you want to talk to this person? Do you want to meet with them for coffee every month? Do you want to ask them to join your group? Do you want to send them marketing newsletters every quarter? What do you want to do to continue that relationship and be in front of that person? Because for me, and I talk about this in other episodes, for me, I'm in front of people all the time on social media. I'm putting out content. They're seeing my face. They're hearing my voice. They're getting my messaging. They're remembering about me, right? TOMA, top of mind awareness. You want to make sure you're doing the same for your connections, your referral sources, people that are in your industry or in your realm that are good connections to have to help you grow your business. Remember, that's the whole point of what we're doing, right? Is we're growing business, right? So that's the whole point of networking. So you want to make sure that you're consistently following up and communicating with that person. And you also want to ask for that sale. For me, I get pretty straightforward. If I'm with a referral source and say, hey, let's refer business back and forth. Or hey, if you have somebody who needs X, Y, and Z, tell them to call me. Give them my number. And if I have anybody who needs what your services are, I'll send them your way. Be upfront about it. That's the whole point of what you're doing, is networking, is so you can grow your business. That's why we're all in business, right? Is to serve more clients, make more money, grow our businesses. So you want to make sure you're asking for that sale. If you're just meeting with people and it's just like, oh yeah, good time, whatever, maybe they send you business, maybe they don't. If you didn't ask, you don't know. What's the phrase? If you never ask, the answer is no. So you want to make sure you're actually asking for it. Hey, send people my way. And then in your follow-up communications, say, hey, if there's anybody that you want us to help or that you think can benefit from our services, send them my way. I'm happy to help, right? Even if it's as simple as sending a card for holidays or whatever, hey, you know, tell anybody, you know, if they need trademark services, send them my way, right? You want to make sure you're top of mind awareness. You're consistently in front of somebody, because when they're presented with a problem or somebody who needs your services, you want them to be like, oh yeah, I need to have them call so-and-so. That's so important, right? That's so important. In-person sales funnels definitely work. They might take a bit more time than online funnels. And when I say online funnels, I really mean organic funnels, because that's what I do. I don't do paid ads, don't do them currently. I've tried them in the past, but they just seemed like a little more headache than they were worth, because organic was working so well. And I talk about this in other podcast episodes, that organic content is like having like a million copies of you out there in the world in front of people 24/7. Networking, you're not in front of people 24/7. Networking, you're actually there in person, right? So it's important to have consistency in your communications with these people that you meet and you connect with, so that you're top of mind. You are somebody they think of and they say, oh, I can send you business here. Now, if you are meeting at a networking event with a potential client, that's going to be much more aggressive. You need to actually set up a time to have a sales call. And I have a 4-part sales call that I teach to all of my students in CEO Club. And I mean, it's structured, and there's a 3-part pitch. You always want to pitch. You go for that sell. You get that. You close on the phone. You close in person. But you want to be much more aggressive when you're meeting somebody that is a potential client, not necessarily a referral source. Referral source, you want to build over time, build that connection with them. It's a relationship, right? But for somebody where it's like, hey, I think this person could actually hire me, you want to be more aggressive. Hey, let's get together. Let's talk about this. And you want to actually move into that pitch, that actual sale. And that's really important. There's also people you meet that it's like, oh, maybe we have synergy. You know, we see what we can do. Maybe you can refer business to them or whatever. I would really more allow them to pursue you if it's a reverse relationship where you can refer ideal clients to them, unless you think it benefits you to have a referral for your clients. And that's okay too. You can always have a referral list. I have a large list of people that I can refer different cases and different clients to for all sorts of practice areas and all sorts of professions, really. So very important to be more aggressive when it's a potential client, but to build the relationship when it is a potential referral source, you know, mutual or one-sided, whichever it is. In-person funnels, I mean, they can work incredibly well if social media is not your thing. It's just a matter of being intentional about it, not just going to a networking event, talking to people and hoping for the best that they'll remember you in 6 months, that one person that they met and shook a hand with and talked to for 5 minutes. They're not going to remember that. You need to nurture the relationship, and you need to have a funnel so that you know what to follow. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. The funnel is the journey of conscious to client or conscious to, you know, real referral source, consistent referral source. So you want to make sure you have an outline of what you do for these people that you meet, whether it's at a networking event or out at dinner or whatever. I don't care. You need to have like a, hey, I need to do X, Y, and Z with this person. And then it's consistent, top of mind awareness. Do you see what I'm saying? Are you understanding? There are so many options for you to bring in business and to build your business. It's just a matter of being intentional about it and not just throwing everything in the wall and seeing what sticks without any real strategy behind it, because that's just going to be a waste of your time. And we're not here to waste time. We are here to grow businesses. This is a lot of what I teach inside the CEO Club. For those of you who don't know, the CEO Club is my signature program for attorneys, for law firm owners who want to grow their firms to $50,000 cash months and beyond. The goal is to get people who are in the 10, 20, 30 range into the 50 to 80K range. I know that there's like kind of a jump between people who are solopreneurs or pseudo solopreneurs, maybe a VA or so, in that, you know, 10, 30 range to the 50-80 range, because that's when you start needing to build out your processes, your team. It's not just you anymore, right? And I love helping people build businesses this way. And this is part of it. Having an in-person sales funnel is definitely part of it. It's very important to be able to grow your business. And I want to help people get to that $50,000 to $80,000 range and sail into seven figures. $83,000 a month is seven figures a year. So I think it's important to get people to that point, and then they can just off into the moon. And if you're interested in joining, it's an application process. You can fill out an application. The link is on my Instagram bio to fill out the application. Once you fill it out, you'll be able to schedule a discovery call with me on Zoom, and we can talk about whether the program is right for you. And I would love to talk to you about it so we can help you get there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's anything else you want to learn, hear about, talk about, you can DM me, you can comment on any of my social media posts. I would love to hear what you want to talk about in the Lawyer Grit podcast.